Hello. You look well. Are you comfortable? Can I get you anything? Water, food? I see they took your restraints off like I asked, but I want this to be a healthy space for you. So if you start feeling okay. I'm rambling. Sorry. It's just really nice to finally meet you. I've been waiting for this a long, long time. What? Yes, I'm your new lawyer. I'm terribly sorry to hear about your previous defender, truly. She had quite a reputation around the firm, and while I'm sure she'll be fine, they'll find her eventually. I've been praying for her. But, she's not the only one whose reputation precedes her, I suppose. I read your file a lot. I'm very familiar with your crimes. I mean, I'm supposed to call them your alleged crimes, but you confessed all of them, so I don't think that really matters. Oh, God, I'm sorry. I'm not being very professional, am I? It's just, well, I guess I have my own confession to make. You're sort of my first client. My first real one, anyway. I've only been with the firm for a couple years, and up until now, I've mostly been doing legal aid type stuff. Filling out case reports, doing preliminary interviews, liaising with prosecutors, that kind of thing. I've never had a client all to myself before. But don't worry. I'm fully trained and qualified, and I'm definitely the right person for the job. You'll see. You know, your last lawyer, before she disappeared, I was her assistant on your case, and she personally recommended me to take over for her if she ever couldn't continue to represent you, and she can't represent you now since she's missing. So here I am. Anyway, you won't be up for parole for, well, a very long time, so I'm afraid we don't have much to talk about, legally speaking. I came here today to introduce myself, and because I wanted to meet you face to face. Can I ask you some questions about what you did? You don't have to answer, of course, and like whatever you say is totally off the record, you know, because I'm not recording anything. I made them turn the security cameras off, and so you don't have to. Oh, it's okay. I can ask. Okay, yeah. So is it true? I mean, you already confessed everything, but I think I want to hear you say it. Did you kill all of them? You did. You okay? Wow. That's pretty heavy. Oh my God. I shouldn't laugh at that. That's awful. That's truly terrible. Those poor people, all 12 of them with jobs and families. There were more. Lots more? Wow. Wait. Shit. No. That's bad. That's really bad. I shouldn't. Oh my God. I'm sorry. It's just, I'm not sure what's happening to me right now. Wait. Are you serious, though? There are more? I mean, that's really important, you know? Why did you wait until now to confess? Why didn't you tell your last lawyer about them? Because you don't tell people who don't understand? Well, I mean, yeah, obviously, she wouldn't understand. She, wait, what do you mean by that? No, wait, don't answer that. I should leave. Yeah, I should. I definitely should leave. I really have to go before, you know what? Thank you so much for seeing me. It was great to meet you. I'll come back later to talk about parole and all of that, but I think it's time for both of us. I think it's just better if I leave, you know? I'll be in touch. Goodbye. Bye. But, before I go, I have just one more question. When you did it, when you killed them? What was it like? What did it feel like? What do I think it felt like? I think it felt clean. Like everything in the universe was being put in its proper place. Like the first flowers of spring were finally opening up, and it was all thanks to you. I think it felt like falling in love. No, stop. Just wait right a second there. Just, oh my God, what's happening to me? This isn't you. This isn't you. Stop this. Stop right now. Just walk out the door. Just walk. Just leave him and walk out the fucking door. This isn't good. You can't. I can't. I can't do this. I don't know if I just... Why is this happening? Why can't I leave? Please, come on. I'm sorry. I just... There's something... There's something really very wrong with me. I've known it for a long time, and I thought I could keep it under control, and I don't know, I'm just not, you know, normal. My brain is just, it's a little fucked up, it's a little fucky in there, and I'm talking to you, I feel like you're the only one who'll understand, you know? Ever since I was little, I knew I was bad. I didn't know why I was bad, but I just... My dad died, and my mom, she didn't like me. She was afraid of me, I think. I liked to hurt things. I would hurt things, and I would cry because I knew it was bad to hurt things, you know? But I couldn't stop. I couldn't. It was like the only thing that, I don't know, that made me feel like I was in control. And eventually I got better at control. I stopped hurting things. I learned to smile and made some friends. I went to law school, and for a long time I thought I could leave that dark little girl behind. I thought I could be, I don't know, human. But then I saw you on the news, right? I heard about what you had done, and I saw your mugshot. And I don't know, I was just being hit by lightning. I tingled. I got goosebumps, and I had that same feeling from when I was little, you know? I felt powerful, in control. So I applied for the job at your old lawyer's firm. I wasn't qualified at all, strictly speaking, but I lied on my resume a bit and made up a few references, and they bought it all so easily. They let me right in. I started reaching out to your old lawyer, just little things, a compliment on a well-written brief, a lie about how I studied her cases in school, a free lunch here and there, and eventually she took me on as an aide. Looking back, I think she liked me. I mean, liked me. She was always staring at me and complimenting my outfits, inviting me to stay after hours, that sort of thing. I don't like girls, but I played along. I wore short skirts and low-cut tops and bounced around and smiled, blah, blah, blah. And eventually, she showed me her file. She showed me these photos. Oh God, these photos, I think I scared her a little bit with how I stared at them, but I didn't care. I looked and I memorized every inch of them, every splatter, every stiff limb, and I looked this funny feeling came over me, you know? It was like when I saw a Van Gogh exhibit for the first time at an art museum. You can get up close to the canvas, so close that you can see each individual brush stroke and like, see him, you know, him standing there holding the brush, making art. And I saw you in those pictures. I saw your art, and I think I fell in love. That's when I wrote you the first letter. Yeah, that was me. All of them, sincerely your biggest fan. It seemed like a joke at first, you know, like I would write you and get it out of my system and that would be it. But then you wrote back and your words were so gentle and kind. You told me about books you like and hobbies you used to have. You opened up to me about those terrible things your mother did to you, and I just understood you implicitly, naturally. I was spellbound, and your delicate handwriting, the poetry, it all brought tears to my eyes. I never felt anything like that before. So when your lawyer disappeared, I could have said no, you know? I could have passed your case on to another partner. Nobody would have batted an eye. But I couldn't turn it down. I had to come here. I had to meet you. I just had to. And now I'm here. I don't know. I'm just confused. I don't understand what's happening to me. My heart is beating out of my chest and my mouth is dry and my hands are sweating and I just can't look away. I can't look away from you. And it's all staring. It's like staring into the sun. But I can't stop. You're just so brilliant. Can I touch you? I need to touch you. Please, please. I can't control myself. Just please let me touch your face just once. Let me feel you. Please. Push your chair back. Pull down your jumpsuit. I have to taste you. My God, I just have to do it. Hurry, we don't have much time. Just hurry, please, hurry, please, hurry, please. Oh my God, you're so, it's so just. I don't know what I'm saying. You're just doing something to me. You don't understand. You don't understand. Do you? You understand? Oh God, you do understand. I love you. I don't know why. I don't understand myself, but I understand you. Somehow I understand you. You understand me. You understand. You're the only one who does. You. Oh, fuck. I love you. I don't know why. I don't understand myself, but I understand you. Somehow I understand. And you understand me. You're the only one. We understand. Nobody else has to. They don't matter, right? None of them. They don't even fucking exist. Feel how you made me ruin my panties. Feel, God. You're inside my fucking head. You're inside me. You're fucking inside me. You monster. I need you inside me really bad. I need you fucking inside me. I need you to grab my cunt. Grab it. Oh, fucking grab it. Oh my God, just fucking tear them off. Fucking tear them off. Take my panties and
fucking God, yes, fuck right there. Come on, come over here on the table. Bend me over and fuck me. Hurry. I need you to fuck me right fucking here, right fucking now. No, not my cunt. I need you to fuck my ass. I don't know why nobody's ever done it. I need you in my ass. I need it to hurt. Let me get it ready for you. Let me rub it. Fuck. Oh God. Okay, I'm ready. Just do it. Fuck me. Don't fucking stop. Keep fucking going. Push it into me. Push it all the way into me. Ugh. Oh, God. You're fucking deep. That's so fucking good. Ugh. You know what they called you on TV? They called you an animal, baby. They called you a fucking beast. They're right. You are a beast. Now, fuck me like a beast. Bend me against this fucking table and fucking tear me apart. Annihilate me. Fuck, baby. Yeah, fuck my ass like a monster. Be a fucking monster. Fuck, yes. I need to confess to something. Fuck, I lied to you. Fucking God, I hear old lawyer when she came on to me. I didn't turn her down. I didn't muggy let her on. I dressed like a fucking whore for her. I don't know why I liked it. I fucking liked it when she wanted to fuck me. When she asked me out, she took me out. Fuck, she came on to me at dinner. And I drove her, Jesus fucking Christ, I drove her out into the woods, I drove her out to a secret spot, to my secret spot, and fuck me, I drove her out there, and she touched me, she kissed me, and she wanted to fuck, I was so wet, and I was so alive, and I wanted to fuck her. I wanted, fuck my ass. And she was kissing me, and she kissed me, and I saw you, I saw the pictures, I saw your work, I saw everything, I felt you inside me, I felt your mind. Fuck me. Oh, and I kissed her. There was this hammer in my back seat, and I kissed her, and I reached into the back seat, and I kissed her so hard, and I stuck my tongue down her fucking throat. I bit her lip, and I took that hammer. I lifted it above my head, and I stopped kissing her. And I did it. I fucking did it. I was like you. I'm like you. Just like you. Fuck me. Make me come. Make me come. Come with me. Come in my ass. Oh, I'm gonna come. I'm coming. Fuck shit. Fuck me. Fuck me with your cock. Give it to me, baby. Pop into my ass. Keep coming. Give it to me. Fuck yeah. Holy shit. Holy fuck. Can you feel you busting in my ass? I need it. That's so fucking bad. You're so good. You're so perfect here. My God, I love you. I love you. Oh, you feel right. Fuck, you're the only person there is. You're the sun. You're the moon. You're everything. No. Just leave it in. Leave it in my ass. Just lean over me and hold me. Squeeze me, hold me tight. I know you won't hurt me. You can't hurt me. We're the same. We're just the same. You and I, we're monsters. We're fucking monsters, baby. I'm gonna get at you. Oh, you feel so good in my... I'm gonna get you out of here, baby. I'm gonna set you free. I know what you did. I think I love what you did. I think I want you to do it again. I want you to do it forever. Your work isn't even finished. I will make a plan. I'll make a plan and I'll get you out. They'll try to stop us, but they won't win. We won't let them stop us. They don't matter. They're not even real. If they get in our way, if they try and stop us, we'll kill them. We'll kill every fucking one of them. And once you're free, we'll still kill them. We'll kill everyone, baby. Anyone we want to until we can't anymore. We'll get married. We'll bomb the fucking church. We'll find a nice house, get rid of whoever lives there, and we'll start our lives together. We'll make a trophy room in the basement. We'll have babies, lots of babies, and teach them everything we know. It'll be perfect. We'll be the masters of life and death. And fuck. Thank you, baby. I just went through my entire life without knowing who I was, without knowing what I was. But you showed me. You showed me what I am, and I love it. I love you. I love you so much, baby. You're my monster, and now I'm your monster, too. I have to go now, but I'll be back. I'll come back every time, baby, and we'll show the whole world what we are.